Kui kevad kord õisi toob ja haljendab aas, tuju rindelgi uueks loob, laulan armsamal maa. Oota kallimo, oota sa, kevad lohutab sind, millal tulen ei tea juma, see on võitlus veel mind.
Tere, and welcome to the History of Estonia podcast, a podcast that has seen tremendous support, especially recently from Estonian academics. This is William Parsley, recording from my home office in Cincinnati, Ohio, USA. We are here to promote the history and culture of the small nation of Estonia, a nation undoubtedly worthy of a bright future. And please don't misunderstand. That is what is at stake with the belligerent nation to the east attempting to rectify the old empire. I'm currently knee-deep in the book, The War After the War, by Mart Laar, the two-time former Prime Minister of Estonia and historian. It's a fascinating book that I snagged at the Estonian War Museum gift shop. They also had this fantastic calendar on offer, beautifully designed with photos and pencil illustrations by Alo Huidre, an Estonian who had been mobilized to the Red Army in 1941 and returned after the capture of Estonia by the Red Army in 1944. The calendar is packed with historical significance thanks to Thomas Hio, the head researcher of the Estonian War Museum. It highlights key events of the 1944 war in Estonia. Think major battles, turning points, and notable events. It sets up the events in the book I am reading about the Forrest brothers. And hopefully we will do an interview episode on the Forrest brothers later this year, if I can be so lucky to find the right guest to join us. I am unsure if we could be lucky enough to have Mart Laar join us, but it's nice to have lofty goals sometimes. For those who live in or visit Tallinn, the War Museum in Viimsi is definitely worth a trip. You can grab your own calendar and join me as we delve into this turbulent year, month by month, 80 years ago. You can even peek at the calendar on the History of Estonia Facebook page. Just search for my latest post. Now, it's no coincidence that the book I've picked up deals with the aftermath of the very events we'll be exploring through this calendar. So with January nearing its end, let's kick things off by rewinding to the Siege of Leningrad in January 1944. Buckle up, Estophiles. We are in for a turbulent year of war. The Russian breakthrough in the Siege of Leningrad on January 14, 1944 was a significant event in the Eastern Front of World War II. The siege had lasted for over 2 years and resulted in the deaths of an estimated 1.5 million people. The Soviet forces managed to open up a narrow land corridor to the city on January 18, 1943, but the Red Army did not lift the siege until January 27, 1944, after 872 days. The breakthrough allowed the Soviet Union to repel Axis forces 60 to 100 kilometers away from Leningrad. However, it is important to note that the Soviet Union's actions during the war were not always welcomed by the Estonians. The Soviet Union had occupied Estonia in 1940 and had deported thousands of Estonians to Siberia. The Soviet Union's return to Estonia in 1944 was met with mixed feelings, as many Estonians feared that the Soviet Union would once again occupy their country. The fear of retribution was real, and many Estonians were afraid of being punished for their perceived collaboration with the Germans. The advancement towards Narva and Pskov on January 14, 1944, was part of the Soviet Union's effort to push back the German forces and liberate the occupied territories. The Estonians, who had been under German occupation since 1941, were caught in the middle of the conflict. the Soviet Union's victory in the Siege of Leningrad and the subsequent advancement towards Narva and Pskov was a turning point in the war and brought hope to many Estonians that they would soon be liberated from the German occupation. But it also marked the beginning of a new period of Soviet occupation. On January 24, 1944, the 3rd Estonian SS Volunteer Brigade was renamed as the 20th Estonian SS Volunteer Division. The renaming was part of the German Waffen-SS's effort to create a new division and use the brigade to form the cadre of the 20th Waffen Grenadier Division der SS. The division was formed in the spring of 1944 after the general conscription mobilization was announced in Estonia on January 31, 1944, by the German occupying authorities. The division was returned to Estonia after the general conscription call, where it was reformed into the 20th Waffen Grenadier Division of the SS, established on May 26, 1944. When it absorbed all other Estonian formations into the German military and some Estonian police units. It is important to note that the 3rd Estonian SS Volunteer Brigade and the 20th Estonian SS Volunteer Division were part of the German Waffen-SS, which was a paramilitary organization under the Nazi Party. The Estonians who joined the Waffen-SS were not necessarily supporters of the Nazi ideology, but rather saw it as an opportunity to fight against the Soviet Union, which had occupied Estonia in 1940 and had deported thousands of Estonians to Siberia. However, the Waffen-SS was responsible for numerous war crimes and atrocities during World War II, and its members were involved in the Holocaust. The 20th Estonian SS Volunteer Division was also involved in the fighting against the Soviet Union, including the Battle of Narva. The renaming of the 3rd Estonian SS Volunteer Brigade as the 20th Estonian SS Volunteer Division on January 24, 1944, was part of the German Waffen-SS's effort to create a new division and use the brigade to form the cadre of the 20th Waffen Grenadier Division der SS. The division was formed in the spring of 1944 and was involved in the fighting against the Soviet Union, including the Battle of Narva. However, it is important to acknowledge that the Waffen-SS was responsible for numerous war crimes and atrocities during World War II, and its members were involved in the Holocaust. During the period of January 29 through the 31st, 1944, Estonian police battalions number 29, 30, and 31 were dispatched to the Narva Front. The Narva Front was a strategic location during World War II, where the German Army Detachment Narva and the Soviet Leningrad Front fought for possession of the Narva Isthmus. The Estonian police battalions were sent by the German authorities. These battalions were formed in 1942 and were initially intended to maintain order in the rear areas of the Eastern Front. However, they were later deployed to the front lines as well. The Estonian police battalions were made up of Estonian volunteers and were under the command of the German security police. On January 30, 1944, a general mobilization was announced in Estonia. Men born between 1904 and 1923 were conscripted, while the rest of the men, from 17 to 60 years of age, were ordered to join the Home Guard. The conscription of men born between 1904 and 1923 was part of the German authorities' effort to bolster their military strength in the face of the Soviet Union's advance. The conscripts were sent to the front lines to fight against the Soviet forces. The Home Guard was established in 1918 and was initially intended to be a volunteer organization. However, after the Soviet Union's occupation of Estonia in 1940, the Home Guard was reorganized as a paramilitary organization and was made compulsory for all men between the ages of 17 and 60. The Home Guard was responsible for maintaining public order and security in the rear areas of the Eastern Front. The men who were conscripted and those who joined the Home Guard faced difficult conditions in the months that followed. The conscripts were sent to the front lines where they faced the harsh realities of war. The Home Guard members were responsible for maintaining public order and security in the rear areas, which was no easy task given the circumstances at the time. Steel Resolve meets Steel Shadows. Estonia pledges fortifying aid and warns of shared peril. Tallinn, Estonia. Embattled Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky emerged from his Baltic tour with more than just warm embraces. Estonia, a nation keenly aware of Russia's looming shadow, stepped up not just with unwavering solidarity, but with a groundbreaking pledge of 0.25% of its GDP to fortify Ukraine's fight against Russia. This isn't a pittance of bandages and blankets. Estonia is digging deep, offering state-of-the-art air defense systems, a steel shield against the relentless rain of Russian airstrikes. This audacious decision, from a nation of just 1.3 million souls, resonates deeply. Unlike some larger nations offering tepid support, Estonia understands the existential threat posed by Russia. For Estonians, Ukraine's plight is a chilling reflection of their own vulnerability. Supporting Ukraine isn't just defending a nation, declared Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas. It's stopping a dangerous precedent on our doorstep. If Putin succeeds in Ukraine, the Baltics are next. This sentiment permeates Estonian society. A staggering 84% support sending military aid to Ukraine, far exceeding the European average. This unwavering resolve stems from a collective memory of Soviet oppression and a fierce appreciation for their hard-won freedoms. Zelensky, visibly moved by Estonia's steel resolve, acknowledged the shared peril. "Your support isn't just about weapons," he stated. "It's about understanding that our fight is your fight. We defend together not only Ukrainian land, but the entire Baltic region's security." Estonia's new aid package transcends political posturing. It's a potent blend of pragmatism and shared destiny. With Russia's imperial ambitions simmering across the border, Estonians recognize that Ukraine's resilience buys them precious time to bolster their own defenses and solidify alliances. Zelensky's tour concludes with a message that transcends the region. "By stepping up to aid Ukraine, Estonia sends a powerful ripple across the world. Appeasement emboldens aggressors. Freedom demands vigilance, and unwavering solidarity holds the key to collective security. But Estonia's actions should not be a mere spectacle. They are a call to action for all nations. The world must wake up, learn more about the Ukrainian struggle, advocate for similar support from your own governments, contribute directly to aid organizations. Applauding Estonia is not enough. We must all match their steel resolve and stand together against the shadows of oppression. Only then can we build a future where freedom, not fear, reigns supreme." Thank you for listening. This year will likely be a bit different than the previous years, as I will attempt to keep publishing episodes throughout the year without the long summer break that I usually take, so that we can keep the updates from the calendar posted and you, the listener, up to date with events in Estonia in the tumultuous year of 1944. Spring and summer are still an extremely busy time at my work, so please forgive me in advance if the episodes are condensed during that period of time. If you would be so kind, please leave a positive rating and especially a review, as this helps the show get promoted. If you have any questions or would like to reach out to me, you can do so at sparsleyw@gmail.com. You can also catch me on the application formerly known as Twitter, with the handle @ParsleyII. We leave you with a lovely song, Suduri Igetsus, or Soldier's Longing by the band Lynnpreid. So until next time, Nagamist.
Sinu juurde siis lendan ma, iial enam ei lähe. Õnne naudin koos sinuga ja su juurde ma jään. Sinu juurde siis lendan ma, iial enam ei lähe. Õnne naudin koos sinuga ja su juurde ma jään.